Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Wednesday morning. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. I'm watching outside my window. It looks like we're about to blast up some of Jess Neely here, which is a good thing. And just a typical Wednesday on a construction site.
Absolutely. Sounds good out there. So, Clark, you've obviously had your press conference yesterday. You've talked about the players being a little bit disappointed with their performance in the game against Hawaii. So how have you seen them respond to that so far throughout the week this week?
Acknowledging the disappointment, acknowledging the fact that they want to play better. I think we got to be careful not to pull that too far forward, because part of responding is getting past it and getting over it. And, you know, it's I think anytime you're dealing with, you know, young competitors and you're constantly having to focus on shaping a mindset. That's what we've been doing. I know these guys are working hard to kind of redirect, but obviously also, you know, I want them to understand that, you know, we want to learn from wins. There's a positive in the fact that we were able to finish the game with more points on the scoreboard, and I'm happy that, you know, they want for more in terms of their performance.
So I know you're on the sideline for a game, you have an evaluation after, and then you dig through the film, and often maybe, you know, something you thought is very different. Clark, is there anything like that from this game where after you went through the film, you're like, oh, this was better or worse or just different than I thought initially?
You know, I think some of the frustrating parts to me were, again, anytime you're playing against any college football team, you have to, every opponent's dangerous. And I thought Hawaii did a nice job. They showed up mentally, emotionally, physically ready to play. Timmy's growing that program, and that's a prideful, tough program. I think they've improved their chemistry on offense, and they played with more confidence. I think defensively, you know, they're tough and physical, and they certainly made it hard on us. But what I see in like the 4-minute offense, for example, is not necessarily us not being able to win a 1-on-1 or win a matchup, or you know physically not being capable. It was breakdowns in our communication and you know where our point is, which kind of directs all the combinations in the line of scrimmage, and just, you know, to me, that's what I reject, is this idea that, like, you know, the things that are within our control at Vanderbilt, we need to have perfect control over those. And that doesn't mean we're going to win every matchup or win every one-on-one. That means that everything that we could have done to position ourselves to be successful, we did. And those were the plays to me that were most disappointing. You're going to get beat in coverage at times. I thought, you know, there were some flashes of strength in coverage and some, you know, some good moments that way too, where we need to strengthen in that respect. To me, is about a little bit of awareness, a little bit of fundamental technical, you know, like there are some things that we can do to strengthen there. But on both sides of the ball, it's where we had control over our execution, our process, and we gave it up. Those were the things that were most frustrating to me.
Clark, what do you want to see out of your running back group as you move forward, beginning this weekend against Alabama A&M?
Well, we got to create opportunities for them. And, you know, they have a hand in this where, you know, when they do get the chance to get touches, that they're running physically and finding the space and puncturing vertically in the run game. You know, those are things that are important, but, you know, there's a number of things that lead up to each carry, and pretty much every play we have, or most every play we have is some kind of run pass option or some kind of post snap read that tells us where to go with the ball. And, you know, we need to stay true to those reads to make sure that we're putting our run game in good positions to be successful. We need to make sure that we're blocking in a manner that puts our run game in position to be successful. You know, our first touchdown of the game was a, I believe, a 21-yard slant play, stretch play to Patrick Smith, where he got the ball on the edge, hit the accelerator, and scored it. You know, that was a an example of play that was called. It was run, it was blocked, and it was executed. You know, when we hand the ball off into unblocked defenders, when we're not working our combinations the right way, or we're not using our fundamental technical work there to win the point of attack, we're not setting those guys up to have success. And so I'm not worried about the running backs. You know, I want to see a more detailed, disciplined approach in the run game, because the backs do the job of carrying the ball, but there's a lot of things that go into the carries before they get it. And by the way, Alabama A&M is going to make that really hard on us. They are exotic. They have a ton of different looks. They're going to move around the line of scrimmage. And so it's a great test for us coming off Hawaii, where we underperformed in those areas. It's a great test for us to come back and respond.
Talking to Vanderbilt coach Clark Lee. Clark, DeRicky Wright with two massive plays in this game. And I thought DeRicky and C.J. Taylor both were just all over the field. But what about DeRicky in particular? You know, his journey to this point, how much better is he now as a player than, say, a year ago?
Yeah, listen, he's had a chance to build foundation. DeRicky is a great person first, and I'm as proud of his development personally. He's battled a ton of adversity in his life, and most people at some point redirect from hard things going through what he's had to go through to get to this moment. He stepped right back into the fire, has had a ton of growth off the field. And that is also manifested in growth on the field too. And, you know, I think it's easy to look at the game and isolate DeRicky as a key factor. He was, I mean, the two picks were huge. Obviously he closes the game out. That second interception to finish the game was also a product of Issa Watara's pressure on the quarterback. And so, you know, you know, just like any play, there's 11 guys out there, and all 11 need to be doing their job at a high level for us to have success. And the play in the end zone was probably an ill-advised pass that DeRicky is going to create problems for teams because of his size, his length, and his range as the field tightens. I think there's also room for his growth too. I mean, there was a couple of times where we needed him to get over top of a pick route. We worked it all the time in practice. They were able to score a touchdown because we didn't play a two-on-two combination the right way in the tight red zone. You know, those are things that we have to do, and it's not just about the big plays. It's about the routine plays. It's about small things done well. And you're not going to get to a dominant performance against a good team when you're not doing those small things snap in, snap out. So room for him to grow. Obviously, we love having him and very proud of the growth that he's made to this point.
Clark, last thing here for you. Given the skill set that Jaden McGowan has, a couple things here for you. As a coach, how tempted are you to try to get the ball in his hands every play, given the different things he can do for you guys? And aside from just the pure speed that he brings to the table, what all goes into making him a good kick returner? Obviously, an impressive touchdown the other night against Hawaii.
Yeah, well, first of all, we want to use him in as many ways as we can. And he, you know, he can catch the ball out of the slot. Obviously, he's a returner for us. He carried the ball from the backfield as well. Those are all things that he can do. Moving around to get him his touches allows us to keep him out of situations where he's, you know, being accounted for by multiple people in coverage or so on and so forth. I think there's also, I don't know that what we got a feel for is the other guys in that room and the explosive nature of our pass game where it can be. I mean, you know, I think Quincy Skinner ended up hampered by a hamstring and wasn't able to really flash. Obviously, we know what Will Shepard can do. You've got Gamarion Carter in that room too, who really never stepped into a moment on Saturday. And then we have two freshmen that we believe in, Junior Sherrill and London Humphreys. All those guys are very capable playmakers. And so when you throw Jaden into that mix, you're talking about you know, defenses that have to account for multiple weapons. And that's a good thing for us. And the kickoff return was I think that was a flash of how we've transformed as a program, the ability to create a big play in special teams. And one thing that I think is lost sometimes as we look back in the past 2 years in our special teams play is the quality and depth of our personnel has increased. And so we've got longer, faster, stronger people playing out there on our special teams units that are going to be able to create those big plays, both, you know, whether it's in the return game or, you know, covering punts or kickoffs. And we don't have to use our frontline guys all the time to do that because of the depth that we build. And so I felt like his kickoff return was an electric play where he's fast and he was decisive, and shows how he can change the game again in multiple facets.
Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lea, our guest here on Robbie and Rex. So Clark, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck coming up on Saturday against Alabama A&M, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. Clark Lea, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com. We'll get his reaction to the Titans 53-man roster and all things Tennessee Titans heading into week 1 against New Orleans. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.